Start your day in the Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 2nd of Tammuz, 21st of June, Rabbi Elie Goldstein.
So the title? The title of Turaway?
Making Brochas in the Summer.
Making Brochas in the Summer. This week's Torah has been sponsored by the initials of Yosef Ben Rav Moshe Hashem Yimkum Domo, Farrell Basha Basha Yosef Hashem Yimkum Domo, Chana Blum Basha Yosef Hashem Yimkum Domo. The Ziyatzai was on the 15th of Sivan, and the Shalom is Basra Huda Leig Ale HaSholem. The Ziyatzai was on Shabbos.
Morning.
Morning.
It said on the sheet that I would be speaking on a topical theme. So I was wondering what's a topical theme at this time of the year. We're a bit far away from Shavuos, and as someone told me that even though we've hit Tammuz, no one wants to hear about 3 weeks yet. So I thought something which is mamash negeya to us zicha in these times in the summer is making brochas in the summer. What do I mean? The last few weeks it's been very hot, and if you go outside, there's pritzus, the goyim that a lav dafka dress very sinistically, which presents problems for making brochas, for learning, for davening, and the mamash comes up the whole time. The marshal, and we'll explain this in a second, you're on the bus, you're on the train to work, or wherever you're going, and you want to learn on the train. But there's someone who's poritz there, someone who's not properly dressed. Is it mutter, is it osa to learn on the train, on the bus? Is it, you're in a shop, you're coming out of a shop, you want to make a brocha. Is it mutter, is it osa to make the brocha? Can you listen to shir as you're walking? All these are common shailas. Recently I had a story, actually, I was on the way back from Eretz Yisrael on the plane. And this also is what was ma'orim me to look into the Indian. And it was EasyJet. Now EasyJet, the area of the back of the plane isn't very large. Not like El Al. Even El Al is not particularly large. But EasyJet, as they're not as busy, it's a smaller plane. It's a much smaller place. And we were on the plane, and probably it was probably Ruben Yisraelim. And we want to have mincha, so we asked for mincha. And they allowed us to have mincha. But they said you have to do 10 at a time, because it wasn't safe to have more than 10. I don't know if they knew that you need 10 for Dorosh B'Kedusha or punkt. It worked out that 10 was the safe number. Anyway, they said 10 at the minyan, now we can have mincha 10 at a time. So the first minyan, I was part of the first minyan, there was 10 people at the back. Now, it was mamish, back to back. There was no space for Yisrael Sholem. And it was 5 along. There was mamish 10, fit snugly. They closed the periches, the mechitza there. They closed up the thing, so that was good. That was the first minyan. Now, I think there was 3 or 4 minyanim. The second minyan was a bit more heimish in terms that they didn't close the thing. And the minyan spread out as a bit more than 10 people. And there was a couple of people davening. And one chassid came over and he said to a couple of people that there are people here who are poritz not dressed properly. And he said, you can't daven. And even if you close your eyes, it doesn't work again. He told a couple of people, you have to daven again. Now, I wasn't sure. He said that to me first. I said, anyway, it wasn't the gay I davened first minyan. I wasn't sure, but I didn't have a chay aleph on me, so I didn't wear it all in the year, it's in sim ayin hay, and only had the chay based on me, because that's what Dish was up to. So I didn't want to argue with him. And then he went to have a conversation with someone else. So it was all done nicely, but he said, the mice have to daven again. So I want to work out, what's he right? First of all, was he right to say that closing eyes doesn't help? And al-asada doesn't help, is it right to say that you would have to go back and daven? And it happens to be, we're saying it's topical because it's the summer and it's hot. Also happens to be it's linked to this week's Sedra. You know the famous Gemara, I think it's famous at the end of Sanhedrin, I think it's Kuf Yud on the base, where the wife of Ben Peles was mixed in with Korach, and his wife said to him, why are you doing it? You're upset that Moshe's the Rebbe and you're the Talmud. When Korach becomes in charge, you're invited to be the Talmud, he'll be the Rebbe. And Ben Peles said, what am I going to do? I made the Shua, I need to be part of it. So Ben Peles' wife was clever, and she made him drunk so that when the people came to the door to call him, he wouldn't be over the shvur, explains the Masha, because he wouldn't be asleep. And she said, I'll sit by the door. And she sat by the door with her hair uncovered, because she knew, Kulam Kadoshim Heim, they're going to turn away, and they won't come. So that's why it's taka also linked slightly to this week's Sedra about the wife of Ben Peles. So what exactly is the Issa? What exactly is the Issa? So we find the Parshas Kitzeit, say the Pasuk says, Ka'ashem Elokecho Mishalech Bekerem Machanecho, Ra'ashem is Mishalech Bekerem Machanecho, and it goes on, V'ya Machanecho Kodosh, Yom Machanecho Shbi Kodosh, and Chazal learn out from there, the dinim of Soya, that if you have excrement, that there's an Issa, many protim there, all the way basically from Ayin Vov, all the way to Peches, or Pezayin, Pochus Yosa, in Orach Chaim, are all dealing with dinim legabe Soya, when it's in front of you, behind you, that's why you're Machanecho Kodosh. And when you're Becho Ervas Tova, Chazal learn out from there, there shouldn't be Ervas Tova in front of you when you are doubling. When Ki Hashem Elokecho Mishalech Bekerem Machanecho. And we're going to have to be Magdi, what exactly is the Issa and where is it applicable? Now, there's full Chalokim, to get this really clear, there's full Chalokim which we have to work out, when the Issa applies and what we need to do. The first thing is, where is the Issa? The Pasuk says, doesn't mean to say always, you shouldn't ever have Erva in front of you. Well, it means no, when you're doing certain things. That's the first thing we have to work out. The second thing is we have to work out, what is Nechshav Erva? What's Nechshav nakedness? Is every single type the same or not? Third thing we have to work out is, from whom is the Erva? Is it Yisraelim only, or is it even Goyim? Is it Ketana only the Gedolim? Is it just other people or even relatives, close relatives? That's just the third thing we have to work out. What is, from whom is the erva? And the fourth thing we have to work out is, but often you find yourself in a matzav that you have erva in front of you, what are you meant to do? And what helps? So again, four things we have to work out. What exactly is the issa said on? Where's the issa of liyeh b'cho erva stovo? Second thing is, what is considered erva? Third thing is, who is the erva from? And fourthly, what exactly is going to help in that matzav? Okay, so the first thing is, where is an Issa? So the Pasuk says, Kashem Elokecho Mishalech Mekerem Machanecho. And Chazal learned that from that. It's Mashseh, it's a Gvatskel to hear. It says like this. This is how they tied up the Pasuk. Kashem Elokecho Mishalech Mekerem Machanecho. Hashem, your God, is walking amongst you. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechshav walking amongst you? When you're Oisik B'Dovah Shebe Kedusha. What does it mean to Oisik B'Dovah Kedusha? That you're saying Tefillah, you're saying Brochus, or you're learning. Which is an unbelievable thing to think about that. They're saying this is touching the Pasuk. Hashem lekeim misal bekerem machanecho. Hashem is nechsha misal bekerem machanecho. When you're saying Krishma, when you're doubling, you're saying a broch, when you're learning. So they learn from there when you're doing those three things. Tefillah / brochus, Krishma and Krishma. Tefillah and brochus, those three things. When you're doing those three things, you have to ensure leyeh b'cho erva stovo. Now what's osa? Says the Gemara. Tiba osa v'loy hiru. Which means speaking words, if you're pronouncing the words, but to think there's no problem. There's no issa to do the hiru in front of erva. Yeah, so which means if you're walking on the street, no shayla at all, and you listen to a shir, there's no problem. If you have preachers in front of you, it's perfectly okay because dibur muta, hiru is osa. Now, what's the halacha? What? Dibur osa, hiru muta. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So again, so if you're walking the street, listen to shit on your earphones, or you're listening to shit and there's preachers outside the window, it's going to be no problem whatsoever. Dibur will be osa. What about to read the sefer and not, meaning just looking inside and not reading the words out loud? So if you look in Samaches, there the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a different halacha, legabe piyutim, and the Ramah speaks about that some have a minig to say piyutim, some don't have a minig. Those have a minig to not say piyutim, and you're somewhere they are saying piyutim, says the Ramah, you shouldn't sit there reading a sefer, even though you're not saying the words, and even though it's not a hefsuk, says the Ramah, for other reasons, well, why are you going to come to start speaking and saying the words which you're reading and creating a hefsuk? And piyutim are in because Krishma is also to make a hefsuk. So says the Ramah, even though it's only nechshav hiru, which means when you're reading a sefer, and you're not saying the words, it's not a hefsuk, it's not dibur. There, piyutim, there's a zaitik problem that, well, why are you going to come to speak words? So he comes out from that, learns from that, together with Be'alocha, that when you're reading a sefer, as long as you're not saying the words, so you're sitting on the train, you're learning dafayomi, and there's preachers in front of you, there's going to be no problem whatsoever. Okay.
Sorry, I thought you said that there was a chashash, because
there's a chashash that might come, that's the guy making a hefsuk. Yeah, that's the guy making a hefsuk in piyutim. when it comes to this Issa v'leyeh b'chor ev asdova, I don't know if there's a chashash.
It's the same chashash, then you might say words, no?
Right, yeah, but I'm saying we don't know there's...
It's a different reason why...
Right, yeah, but we don't know. No one reads, so it's clear that there's a chashash. You might want to be choshish for yourself, but I'm saying the Ramah only talks about, well, why don't do that there, because you might come to a thing. You could do a binyan up, but it's not going to be awesome. Zikr not going to be awesome. So again, so it's coming out. Dibur is Asa and here is Mutter. And to read from a Sefer, as long as you're not saying the words, you're just looking, scanning, that's going to be okay. Maybe you might come to read, which might be a reason why you may not want to do that. But to learn Daf Ayomi, Be'etzim, on the train, as long as you're not saying the words, or listen to Shir, Zikr is not going to be a problem. So that's the first Chilek. On what is it said? So we said, the problem is Krishma and Tefillah, and learning, Krishma, davening and learning, those three things, that's when Hashem is Mesarech B'Kerem Mechanecho, and we're saying the problem is speaking, and the hero is completely mutter. Now, what is Nechshav Erva? What is Nechshav Nakedness? So, there's a very important Max Elio. Rafak goes through these three dagas, and these three dagas must help, and there's going to be nafka minutes all the way through the sugya. Says this, the first dagger, which is the highest dagger, is the Issa Deraisa. When the apostle said, which means you're not allowed to have Erva in front of you when you're doing a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, that is referring to Oysamokum, which means the private parts of Sayin Isha. That's where there is Issa Deraisa. That's the highest dagger. And we'll see what exactly helps to get that, but that's the highest dagger. That's where there's the Issa Deraisa to be called Krishma, to learn, etc. That's when Oysamokum, Sayin Isha. Next dagger down, this, there's no Issa Deraisa on this, there's Issa Derabon. And also we'll see dagger Gimel. That's Mekomis on the body, which a Goyim Hero, which means they provoke a person, they bring on thoughts, and those areas of the body are also, regardless of whether or not the minig is to, yes, keep them or not keep them, as the Mishnah Red Zoy's Claw, if you go to a place where they're not covering the shoik, which is the upper part of the thigh above the knee, according to the Mishnah, does make a difference if the minig and machim is that way, that they don't cover. Those areas, machmas, where they are on the body, they go in here, which is from the top of the knee, says the Mishnah Alis, from the knee upwards, and from any point of the elbow and upwards. And obviously it says any part close to the heart, near the chest. So that's the second target. The second target is where it's the etzem area of the body, a goyim hiru. There there's Issa Darabonon to be Kori Krishma and do all these things in front of Erva. That's the second target. The third target, which is the target next down, is where you have something which, it's not the etzem, something which is goyim hiru, but inasmuch the minig hamokum is to cover the area. Let's say, if you have an area where they covered, let's say the minig hamokum is you cover the first tefach after the elbow, by that woman not following that and by uncovering covering that area, that's going to cause hirur, and therefore it's going to be awesome. But that third dagger is then going to be a tolly on the minig hamokum. I think it was Boss Dizan, I think.
If you live in London, there's more going than we're
No, but I think it's totally on the Kohen's, I think, and the Israeli Kohen, but I'm not sure, but I think. So...
Sorry, and all this is speaking in Torah?
And so, yeah, so Krishma, all these things are speaking, Krishma, Tefillah, including that as brochas and learning, yeah.
But not speaking in Torah?
Speaking in Torah, same thing. No, listening, not speaking.
Listening is no problem.
Listen, no problem, that's here, that's called here.
A naked picture?
Yes. It's not advice, you shouldn't. Anyway, yeah, but. Right. But Ikar didn't be mutter, yeah.
Second and third
stuff
can win, and then.
What?
Second and third
dagger. Yeah, good. So that's good. So. Yeah, no, so second and third dagger is only by women. Only by women. Yeah. So let's go through the three daggers again. But also, I want to point out that also there's three sugyas. There might be more, but things that I can think of. There's an Issa Staklus to Noshim. We're not discussing that today. And that all these things might be different. Issa Staklus. Then there's an issa of what the woman needs to cover, misad hilchus snias, that we're not discussing. We're now discussing if you can be kohen krishma, if you can learn, if you can daven in front of that matzah. Okay, so again, the three dagas are, the first dagger is where it's called the erev deraisa, so therefore the posuk is referring to that, le'yeh b'chor erev astova, that's the highest level, that's oysamokum, sai isha, oysamokum issa deraisa, to do those three things in front of erev. Now, second Agadam, this is only getting the ger by woman. We're going to discuss, that's the third chilek on who exactly. So next Agadam is where it's not Eredaris, it's Eredarabonon, and it's because of the Eri on the body, which is Goyim Mehiru, and there it won't make a difference at all if the Minhag HaMakom is not to cover. Doesn't make a difference. That is something which is Goyim Mehiru, that Eri of the body. And we'll see there could be enough Gemini that though by the third Daga, it might be only Osir if it's a Tefach Megula. When it comes to the second Daga, the problem is even if it's less than Tefach Megula. So that's the second Daga. And then the third Daga is something which is Toli, it's dependent on the Minhag HaMakom. So even though, again, we said that the second Daga is basically from the elbows upwards. Again, I'm going with the Shavura, elbows upwards, and anything above that, so upper part of the arm, near the chest, and anything from knee upwards. That is going to be something which the etzem, because of the area, that's Goyim Mehiru. The third Daga is, if the Minhag HaMakom is to add a chiluk, let's say they add, I don't know, a tefach to the elbow, when you have a matzah where the woman is not doing that, and she's not showing suit to the minhag, so that is Goyim Mehiru by the fact that she's megala, she's showing something which is not regular in that area. So, therefore, that's going to be also Erev Darabonon, and that will be also just as much also Yevachot Evastova, but that's totally on the Minhag HaMakom. And there, we might see, maybe it will make a difference if it's a Tefach Megula or not.
Does a lady's hair fit into two or three?
Very good. That is exactly the Shaila which we're about to discuss, yes. Now, the Shaila is, what is the Geder of a lady's hair? So, there's very interesting, there's a Machloikos. Let's read those the Chakira first. Do you say that the hair, in as much as the Torah is mitzvah, that she has to cover hair, there's a mitzvah deraisa.
Where is it?
Where is that mitzvah? Par is worshipped by Sota. We learn it from Sota. Yeah, we learn it from Sota. That we see that we uncover our hair, and we see. Yeah.
Therefore, it must have been covered before.
Yeah.
No, Rosh Hashanah Torah already brings. No, I'm saying, okay, but that's the Gemara. The Gemara learns that. That's not... Right, okay, so there's a derisa. Again, but I'm not getting involved in what's mutter, what's awesome, is sad that the issue. We're talking about... Fine. So we're saying... do you say, in as much as the Torah is mitzvah, so now that is, or it's megalitas, that this, the hair of the isha is... Nechshav is just like the area of the elbow and above and above the knee, and it's Goyim Issa Be'etzem. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what the Minhag HaMakom is. That's going to be Osa because of this Issa Yer B'chor Evas Dova. Or do you say no? That's like the third dagger. So that'll be it's like the second dagger. Or do you say no? It's like the third dagger where the Minhag HaMakom is because the Torah is Mitzvah for them to cover the hair. Therefore, since the Minhag HaMakom is to cover the hair, Memela. By not covering, that's going to be Goyim Mehiru. But if the Minhag HaMakom is not, yeah, if they don't cover, then it will be mutter. So again, the Shaila is the Seir She Isha. Is the hair of an Isha, is that got the second Darga or is it the third Darga? So, the Maaseh, if you look, see Chazanish, Mishabur, they read those claw that it doesn't make a difference, just like he says by the arm and the thigh, if the Minhag HaMakom is to unshow that area, it won't make a difference. It's going to be Osa. When it comes to the hair, it's exactly the same. Hair of an Isha. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, Taka argues, Aruch HaShulchan says that in a matzah where Rov Noshim not covering the hair, again, I don't know what's considered Rov, I don't know when you decide that it's Rov Noshim not covering the hair, when the minute he says, in the matzah where they're not covering all the hair, then there won't be an Issa to say in front of the Seish Isha. So it says in fact that this is Mamash, this machlokes is between the Chazanish Mishabura and Aruch HaShulchan, that Mishabura Chaznish, and he says Chai Odom also hold that Seish Isha got the din of Darga 2, which means it doesn't make a difference what the Minhag HaMakom is. It's Osa, just like the thigh, and just like the shoik, and just like the arms, upper arms, and Aruch HaShulchan was Choylik on that.
So what about Goy?
Good. Yeah, that's...
How do you know who's married? You don't know who's married. It's not married. Well,
I say, how do you know it was married? That's what you asked. Two things.
The hair is by a Jewish girl, it's fine, right? You don't have a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. But by a married woman, it's no good. By a girl, it's what you have.
Yeah, good. Let's get there.
Underground.
Yeah, let's get there. Yeah, let's get there. So let's get there. We're going to get there. So.
Okay.
So again, so we're saying like this: Seir she isha is mishabur chazanish a machme, and they say it doesn't make a difference what the minig a machme is. It's osa. Says Rav Fal, pshat is because they hold that's in dagger too. And Aruch Shulchan is Miko says because he understood that it was dagger gimel. Now, that's dagger gimel. Now, so you're asking, right? What about going? Just before that, just to make clear that, in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch already it says in the Torah it's brought that the sulos that it depends on the minute, because in the times of the Gemara, it's Mavur, they had some sort of covering. The person who tried to work out what exactly covering they did, maybe they just didn't, they had braided hair, or maybe it was covered. But when the minig of the mokum is that psulas go out Purus Roish without braids, then that's going to be perfectly okay, as long as they're not married. Okay, so now, so we worked out again, so we're up to the third part now. So the first chilik is, we said, what is the Issa said? We said the Issa is Kriya Shema, to be Kriya Kriya Shema, Tefillah / Brochas, and learning. That's all when you're speaking, if you're thinking or reading for a book but not saying the words, or listening to Shir, it's going to be Mutter. The second thing we said, what is Nechshav Erva? We said there's three dargas. The first is the Erva Deraisa, which is Oysa Mokum, Sa Isha Isha. And then you've got the second dargah and the third dargah, which second dargah, it doesn't make a difference what the meaning is. The area, the Etzem, is Gorim Hero. The third dagger is where it depends on the minhag ha-mokum. And we said that machlokus, mishmur is machme, chazanish is machme, but seisha isha, if it's nechshav dagger 2 or dagger 3. Now, from whom is it nechshav erva? Now, let's start like this. Ketana. Let's start with the first dagger. First dagger we said was oisamokum. So, oisamokum, there's a machlokus, rishonim. If you say oisamokum is a problem even from an infant, from day one. In fact, there's therefore a shayla when it comes to when the moel wants to make a brocha. Is he allowed to make the brocha with oisim okum open? The Maisa, the Rambam says that it's even if not a rule, any age, even if infant. The Ramah paskins its mutter as long it's only osa the second it comes rule libya, which means by a girl it's 3, and by a man and a boy it's 9. That's when that Issa kicks in. That's Daga Aleph, Oysimokum, of Isha, and it won't make a difference. Goya, Yisraelis, Oysimokum is going to be a problem, but Ru'u Lubia will be a problem. Now, it's interesting about the Mila. Mishra brings a deal, and the Mogel Avram says, though we paskin that Oysimokum is okay, as long as it's not Ru'u Lubia, which it is, because it's less than 3. But what about the Oiches Oysamokim? Mogin Avron was Machmeh, but Mishabura seems to come out at the end that it's you have to be Mekor because also it's Sakona and it's not going to be a problem in that case. Okay, so that's Daga Aleph. That we say that depends on is it really be or not. And it won't make a difference who you are, if Goy, doesn't make any relatives, also doesn't make a difference. Now, what about Daga 2? What about Daga 2, which we said, and Daga Base and Daga Gimel? Which are things which are going here. So, the Mishnah Berurah in Be'alocha goes, and he takes on, we're talking about ages now, he takes on that the Shir is by Ketana from Gimel, from 3 years old. Daughter, 11 years old. Chaznish argues, he says, since the whole Issa is, because it's going to provoke here, and therefore the problem is only when they get to age where Das is already on them. So, and he says, I can't give you an age because it's all Tolle in the Metzias of the girl. I think Reb Chaim Kiyas said it's about 7 years old. When the Das of Odom is already on her, it's not just a cute little child, it's already going a bit into more of an adult, which is about 7 years old. So again, so the age where it comes for Dago based on Gimel is from when, according to Mishnah Berurah, 3, daughter 11. And Chazanish says it's not 3 by another girl, but rather it's when the das of a person is ready on there. Now, so we said the ages. What about who's applicable? The mais is applicable by everyone, which means Yisraelis, Goya, exactly the same. And when it comes to even Afilu Ishtoi, their relatives, Afilu Ishtoi, there's an Issa of being Kuru Krishma in front of her or any members of the family. Even there, it's going to be a problem once they get of the age, appropriate age. What about a goyo wearing uncovered hair? So that we say, Mishabur brings a sofer. Moshe is miko by a goyo doesn't cover hair because the minute they have no civil to cover the hair, and therefore it's going to be okay in that case over there. Now, okay, so I think that covers again who's the next one. So we said depends. Daga Aleph, it depends. Daga Aleph, it depends on Ruel Abia or not Ruel Abia. That is Isha. Doesn't make a difference which religion. It's all going to be Osa. Second Daga is, we said there's a Machloikas Mishabura and Chazanish. When it starts kicking in, is it from three or from age where Das is already on it? And daughter is 11, and we said it doesn't make a difference. Relatives, everything's going to be the same. The only Chilak here is, look, we're running out of time. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see there might be a chilek about if it has to be a tefach magula. Ramah paskins that Mechaba holds tefach magula is a problem. It's only a problem by those two daggers when it's, sorry, by the last dagger when it's a tefach magula. That would be a problem. Says Ramah, that stuff could be ishto. But you see Mechaba, I don't want to get too busy. Now, what exactly helps? What helps? So, the Rambam says, on the essay, he says, says the Rambam, Kishem she'os liko is connected soya mir aglaim, just as that's also, it's also also connected to erva. And even if you have zechuchas there, which is mafsekes, which puts up a gap, and he sees it, so again, you've got glass in, you've got erva on the other side, says the Rambam, it's still a problem. Why? Because the apostle said, yeah, b'chot erva stov, which means you can't see. On re'ir tala milsa, so got, if you're seeing, the fact that there's a hefsek is not going to help you. And he says, "V'chol gif v'ishto lefichol lo yistako b'guf v'ishto kishu kore v'afilu ishto." And if it's his wife, v'moyeh megula tefach megufa lo yikor kenegda. If it's so, he says the lashon. This is the lashon I want. Also, likur is ad sheyachzir ponov. It's also to read until he turns his face.
To read or to say?
To say. When I say read, I mean to say the words. Say the words. Okay, so also likur. Joe, instead of rushing, maybe we'll do. Let's just summarize those three, maybe a little bit, and then we'll do a part two. Because otherwise, I'm gonna get lost in the last part. So again, just to summarize what we said, the first three chilakum mag. Where is there issa? The issa is when you Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misalek b'kerem machaner, which is an unbelievable thing to think about. When we're oisin the Torah, we're davening, we're saying brochus, we're saying krishma. That's got a din v'Hashem kerem misalek b'kerem machanecho. Then kicks in the Issa of Vayomecha Necha Kodesh, which we didn't discuss today, which has lots of protein about when the soya there and those things like that. Vayebucha Evastova also kicks in over there. And there we said, what is, there's a problem of speaking, saying the words. Hiru is Mutter. And we said from Ramah it's Mavur that reading without saying the words from a Sefer won't be a problem. You might have a Chashash, you might come to say it, but Lamaisa, there's no Ikadin, there's not going to be a problem over there. What is considered erva? That was the second chiluk. What's considered erva? We said there's three daggers. There's oisamokim. That's ish isha. Then we said there's a second dagger, which is because of the area in the body. This is only applicable by women. It's goyim hirur, and that's from the quote of Mishmur, from the knee upwards and from the elbow upwards, and that doesn't make a difference what the minhag amokim is. The third is depend on the minhag amokim. If the minhag is to add more and she's megala, then there's going to be issa over there. And we said, that's part two. We have to talk about that. If that's going to help, yeah. To get back to that story of the plane, we have to get back to part two. So, and we said, se'esh isha, and that's applicable, again, by even fact, all these things, but going, these things are all just as applicable by non-family members. As family members, the only chiluk might be the age of a katana. Otherwise, there's no chiluk. There's a problem in front of area which should be covered and is not covered, or even the minigam mokum is to cover and it's not. And we said by a non-Jewish lady's hair, that would be mutter in that case, just like psulos are okay in that case. Mitzvah, next time we'll see what helps, how do you get out of the problem of.
Yeah,
that's the apology.
Why
psulos
and
goyos?
Why aren't they goyim
here? Why are they not?
Why isn't there a problem that their hair is goyim here?
Psulos and goyos. That's the thing.